to a man, the desperation for rescue was alive and the world held its breath. On August 5th, just last month, we remember the story about the Chilean miners who were actually rescued 12 years ago in October. 12 years ago, this last week, they were rescued. There were 33 Chilean miners just heading out for peanut butter and jelly. It was lunchtime. And they heard a groan, a shudder, a deep shudder from where they were, a half a mile underground. And then there was chaos because 700,000 pounds of granite, dirt, and dust collapsed all around them. Somehow they made it to the safe room. And we start to see grace here. We start to see grace. All 33 made it to the safe room. In that situation, the men shared a 500 square foot space for 69 days. 33 men. Pew. No. No. I didn't need to say that part. When they checked out the rations, you know, what's available for us here? They found a can of salmon, a can of peas, a can of peaches, and 17 cans of tuna, as well as some milk. So every day, the miners knew what was coming. Today, I'm going to eat a teaspoon of tuna. Tomorrow, I'm not going to eat. The next day, I'll get another teaspoon of tuna. This was all rationed by a really brilliant project manager. But they managed to encourage each other in that dark space with no food and limited electricity. But the outcomes were obvious. 1% chance of survival. Meanwhile, on the surface of the Earth, several countries, countless engineers, and NASA were devising plans. They evaluated what they might be able to do and discarded. Evaluated and discarded because the landscape was so delicate and difficult, but they kept at it. And they worked hours, long hours. Family arrived. There were hundreds and hundreds of people there. 17 days later, there was communication like a needle in a haystack. There was communication with these 33 men trapped in the room, sweating together, eating occasional bites of tuna. It was so bleak, but communication was made inexplicably. Well, I think that's called grace. I don't know. I think it's called grace. Grace came down, and that communication was opened up. So they received food, fresh water, meds. Jose Enriquez requested Bibles, 33 of them. Some of us have been in Bible talks, or we've hosted Bible talks. This one, I'm going to tell you, I think attendance was 100%. They were all there, and so things were, hope was growing, and the feeling of grace, okay, there's blessings here, let's look for the blessings. These little packages of food that came down to the miners were called doves, so they would get their doves, that included water, it included grace. And from that, they built on their own observations, their own experiences of grace, like we can do. We go through a moment of darkness, but there's light. Many of us have experienced incredible grace in the beginning, freedom from sin. A before and after, an opportunity to walk away from what we had and embrace what we will, what we're getting, what we're receiving. So anyway, the message back up the hole that was drilled was all 33 are okay. They wrote this somehow on the drill that came down, and so everybody worked even harder to bring about that victory. The The plans were made to bore an incredible tunnel, and we're talking about 2,300 feet beneath the surface of the earth. No one had ever been down there for that long and lived that long to tell about it. But on October 13th at 12:11 a.m., Florencio Silva was lifted a half a mile from a dark cavern in a mine and walked out the capsule door to massive cheering, floodlights, so much light, family, tears. It was huge. The whole world, some of y'all probably remember this, the whole world was holding its breath. And suddenly, one by one, these men were brought up. It was hysterical cheering, hysterical tears. It was fathers embracing their children, husbands and wives embracing. It was engineers and government officials celebrating. We were able to do this. This capsule was 13 feet high and 21 inches wide. I would have missed that boat. Because no way. But anyways, it was an incredible rescue and a victory. And every victory has a story. And so we begin to experience victory and joy. And you know, it's kind of a graph, I guess. You know, here we have a victory while there we don't. And so it goes like that for life. But even Saj said to me today, he said, well, I'm feeling good because all the important pieces are in place. That happens. We do experience, in our lives, we experience the important pieces being in place. And then I talked to someone else who said it's going to be tough. So we have each other. We are like the engineers and the governments that collaborated. We're like the people that worked together as a team. And we are the people that receive grace. A couple things I want to say about grace. I don't understand it very well. I saw somebody walking in the ladies' room, a teen, and I said, wow, she's graceful. Think about this, you know, cheetahs, they say cheetahs are graceful. Sometimes teachers offer a grace period. Those are things I kind of understand. God's grace is very big for me. But we have our times, our moments, and our experiences where we see it and we embrace it, and it belongs to us. This grace. One of the things that the rescued miners said, it was just like a whisper: "Gracias, gracias, 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 gracias." All around, everything from every corner was gracias, and grace is the root word of that. Oh, I just found that out. Good job, everybody. But no, grace, I understand that in that language, gracias is graces to you. And so graces to all of us. And I want to share a scripture. And it's found in John 1. We are familiar with this. Jesus came down full of grace and truth. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Over and over, grace upon grace. And so pray with me, if you would, please.